Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's video, I've only got one story for you, but what a story it is. In it, an unfortunate blind person gets left stranded for over 5 hours by a cab company who say they're coming to pick him up, but as we'll see, they just never do. I've got to say though, before we get into this, a massive shout out to the original poster of this story, AGR Eddie. He's actually one of my patrons and he came to me and said, do you want to read this out? I posted this a couple of days ago and I read through it a little bit and yes, it's an excellent story. Thank you to him. If you guys want to sign up to my Patreon, Redditor Uncensored, you will get exclusive access to a number of videos not found here on my YouTube channel. They are exclusive and made specifically for my patrons. You'll also have access to a Discord channel, a private Discord channel, where you can chat to me and the other patrons all day long. And finally, just like AGR Eddie, you might well have your stories read out on my channel for normal videos. So yeah, if you want to sign up, link is there. Let's get into the story. Stranded at work, the most idiotic transportation company in the history of the universe. I'm here to tell you the harrowing story of how I was indeed stranded at work on Tuesday night by the absolute worst cab company I've ever had the displeasure of associating with. Also, I have vision problems, so please excuse any errors. So, let's start with some basic background. I am in my mid-20s and work at a big box hardware store, the blue one for all you Americans out there. Normally, I get to work by a cab, specifically one that's driven by one of my friends that works for the company. I have about 3 or 4 total. I'm also disabled and, as I mentioned, have extremely low vision. I recently got approved for cab vouchers issued by my insurance company for non-medical purposes. Work, school, church, etc. Which my mum also has. She is totally blind. Normally, we only use this account with one of my or our friends as an assigned driver to ensure we don't have any problems, since 90% of the rest of the fleet is made up of foreigners who have no respect for disabled passengers, or just some random people that together basically act like a tribe of incompetent baboons. I've had several issues using my transit discount card to get cheap cabs for short distances before, so I'm glad I have the new account now, since I can't actually assign anybody to the other trips. So with that in mind, on to the story from hell. Cue deep dramatic voice. It was a dark and stormy night. A normal workday for me, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And after how insane it was last week due to the holiday, I wasn't really looking forward to it. My first friend, we'll call him Ronald for this story, had gone on vacation the Sunday before Christmas. So I was having my other friend, let's say Daniel, drive me to work last week. And he worked until Christmas Eve and won't be back until next Monday. So, now I was left with my third string driver, who will be named Tonya. She, apparently, doesn't really go on vacation and works almost every day, which was good for me since I needed the help. So now we skip forward to Tuesday. I called the cab company in the morning to ensure she was the driver assigned to my trips until my other friends got back, and had to fix my standing order for a third time since they can never get anything right. Now, it's important to note that these calls used to go to the local office and their dispatchers, but earlier this year, they made the absolutely brilliant decision to outsource the call center to the Philippines. And, unfortunately, they still can't really get their heads out of their bums far enough to do anything right, much less listen to their customers. Now, this is why we're here. So, the trips are set up and Tonya takes me to work with no issues. I've already told her I get off at 6, so unless something happened, I expected her to pick me up on time as usual. At around 6, I get a missed call from the cab company, which is usually my signal that the automated system is informing me my cab has arrived. I wrap up my last few assignments for the day and put my vest in my locker and grab my belongings to take off for the night. Then I clock out and head outside and nothing. No cab anywhere in sight. Tonya drives a Prius, so it's kind of hard to miss. I go back in and ask my colleague to come out and check if I was delusional. I wasn't. So I text Tonya and ask her if she had gone home for the night. She says yes. So I think, okay, no problem. I'll just call the company and see if they can send me a driver. I do exactly that, and they explained that since she was already assigned to my trip but was unavailable, they would send it to the first cab available. I tell them that's fine, but that they should call the store since I didn't have my phone on me. Now, that was technically a lie, but my phone was about to die on me, so take that for what it's worth. I tell the assistant store manager what's going on and explain I can keep working until they get here so that I could have something to do. But since I had already clocked out, a brilliant move on my part, he just told me to wait in the break room. I did and waited till about 7 o'clock. Then I went back up front to check if anyone had heard anything. They, of course, said no, so I went and called again to see what was going on. This time, the company told me a cab had showed up around 6:45, but they had marked me as a no-show. So I told them I'd talk to another one of my personal drivers, aka Daniel, to see if he could help me, since he said that even though he wouldn't be working, he'd still have his van and computer. So he could come help me if poop hits the fan. I called him, but he didn't answer, so I texted instead, and he replied that he had, of course, been drinking. So, since I'm a responsible and sensible man, I said, okay. Since I didn't want to be liable for anyone drinking and driving, especially while on the clock. He says to keep him posted though, I didn't even bother. So, I called the company back to get another cab and try again. Now by this point it's already 8 o'clock, which is 2 hours after I was supposed to leave, and the store closed at 9, so I was really getting annoyed at this point. I speak with dispatch and they told me a driver would be there in 20 minutes or less. I replied by saying, okay, well if they're not here in 25 minutes, I'll call back, and I hung up. So, I go back to the break room again, and I waited. 8:30 rolls around, and still nothing. I confirm again with my team, and call yet again. I ask for a supervisor this time, and this is a rough translation of how the conversation went between her and I. The supervisor said, hello, thank you for calling our cab company. I am the supervisor here, how can I help? Hi, I'm calling because I had a time call scheduled for a 6 p.m. pickup, and I'm still waiting. It's now 8:30, and it's been over 2.5 hours already. I was told the first driver marked me as a no-show over an hour ago, and I called again at 8, and the dispatcher said there was a driver 20 minutes away, and no one is here. So can you explain to me just what is going on? She confirms my details and looks up my trip. Okay, sir, hold on a minute. I will attempt to call the driver. Please. She puts me on hold and comes back a few minutes later. The supervisor says, okay, sir. I spoke with the driver and he told me that he attempted to call the phone number that was provided, but that it was for the store, so he was unable to reach you. Do you have another phone? At this point, I'm trying not to lose my cool. That is completely ridiculous. I told the dispatchers that I don't have my phone with me and that they either need to call the store or go inside to find me. They can just speak with customer service and ask for me because my co-workers are already well aware of what's going on and that I am waiting for a cab to pick me up. If he is refusing to do that, he's just being lazy and not following the instructions I gave you. Are you also aware that I'm blind because it should be noted under my accounts? Yes, sir, I understand, but we have already sent 2 cabs for you at the pickup location and we cannot find you, so there is not a whole lot we can do. Well, look, you're going to have to figure something out soon, because this store closes in less than 30 minutes, and if nobody shows up by 9, I'm going to have to start walking. It seems to me that you don't care about helping your disabled customers, and nobody wants to follow instructions, so I guess I'm going to have to figure this out myself. I hang up and atom out of the office, absolutely enraged by this trashy service. I go to one of my supervisors, Katrina, and explain what's going on. I think I'm going to cry. Katrina says, what did they say? I don't know, I'm pretty sure I'm stuck here, I'm gonna have to start walking. I don't think they're gonna send me anyone. No, calm down, we'll figure out something. I walk away back to the break room and hold my head in my hands, not knowing what to do. I then call my mother, who by this point knew what was going on, and she said she would try to talk to the company herself. Ha, good luck, I tell her sarcastically. She calls me back a bit later and, I kid you not, tells me that now they're saying I was already picked up and in a cab. She of course denied this and told them I was still waiting.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I started thinking, what the absolute F do these people not understand? Eventually, it's 9 o'clock, meaning the store is now officially closed. I go back out up front, still trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do. I've been waiting for 3 hours already, and I just want to go home. After the store is empty, Katrina comes up to me and offers to call the company herself. She goes to the store phone at customer service, and I give her the number. She talks to somebody and explains the situation for the 759,275th time, then tells me that they're supposedly sending another cab and that she also told them to call the store or come inside, the latter of which was impossible since all the doors were locked, but she told me to stay at the desk and not hesitate to answer if the phone rings and she's not there. I grab a stool and sit down and wait some more. My mum calls me and says, Cab 17 is on the way to pick you up and will be there shortly. Her accent is insanely strong, so this is practically verbatim. I tell this to Katrina when she comes back and continue to wait. 9:30 rolls around and my mother calls me again, saying, there are 2 cabs outside waiting. I'm like, what the F? And tell her I'll check and call her back. Then I find Katrina, who calls the manager, and after finishing the till count, goes outside with me to check. Nothing. We're both done at this point and go back inside and go back to the assistant store manager again. The assistant store manager says, nothing? Nope, nothing. So, what do we do now? Says Katrina. I don't really know. You don't have anyone else that can pick you up? I shake my head, no. Well, he's already been here waiting for almost 4 hours and I don't want him to walk home with his vision in the dark. Everyone goes silent for a second. Then, the assistant store manager says something I never expected. Call the police. Katrina was slightly confused, or surprised, and said, okay. We go back to the service desk, and Katrina calls the non-emergency number for the local police. She explains what's going on, and then hangs up and tells me they'll send some officers over as soon as they can. 2 officers get there around 10, and I explain everything to them. The first officer asks, where do you live? I live in a city 10 miles to the south at this intersection. They look at each other, dumbfounded, and try to figure out what to do. Long story short, they get approval from dispatch to take me home, even though it was way out of their jurisdiction and far outside of the city limits. They mostly did it since I was disabled and had no other means of transportation, and none of my co-workers could take me home either since they still had to finish closing and I'd be there even longer if I waited. In short, I finally got home at around 11 p.m, 5 whole hours after I got off work, and about 4.5 since I was supposed to be home. My mum was absolutely fuming, mostly at both the cab company, but a little bit at her husband too, since he didn't want to come pick me up either, despite having 2 cars, rolling my eyes. Oh, and how long exactly does it take to get from the store to my house? Well, in good traffic, 15 minutes, 20 at most. I then ate my very wry late dinner and went straight to bed. I called the idiot company again the next day and filed a complaint, though I doubt they'll do anything about it since they haven't really done much of anything in the past since all of their stupid changes started happening. Overall, F my life. And there we go, that is the end of that one. What a whirlwind of events. I want to say again a massive thank you to AGR Eddie for posting this story and letting me read it. Again, guys, he is one of my patrons. And yeah, if you want to have your stories read out, then signing up to my Patreon, well, it's Reddit Uncensored, really, but you know, it's multiple things. It's just a way of, you know, supporting me a little bit more. You get access to videos that are not posted here on my YouTube channel that would otherwise be banned because, yeah, they are a little bit raucous, let's just say. And also, you know, I get to chat with you on my Discord server for patrons only. And you know, you can have your stories read out if they're very good, like this one. So yeah, once again, thank you to that man. Yeah, did you enjoy it, guys? Let me know down below. Oh, by the way, the link to Redditor Uncensored, my Patreon, is down in the description, and maybe I can put it behind the I button as well if YouTube lets me. Let's see. As for this story, though, the main takeaway that I've got from this entire post is just, why didn't your mum's husband come and get you? It's a 15 to 20 minute drive, you said. Surely, after you've been there for like an hour and there's still no real sign of a cab showing up, he would just come and say, like, oh, you know what? It's a bit annoying for me to have to go, but you have, you know, eyesight problems. You can't just walk back. There's clearly no one coming to pick you up. Just go and do it. Don't make him wait there for 5 hours. I mean, yes, it's annoying that the cab company was being terrible, but you know, those things tend to happen sometimes. Like, it's not like completely unheard of that a cab company just won't show up and will lie to you. It's obviously terrible, and this is clearly terrible customer service, but it does happen. Like, it's not unheard of. So I think your mum's husband should have just, you know, bitten the bullet, come to pick you up a few hours earlier, to be honest, when it was clear that this was going very, very wrong. Like, to be honest, guys, the name of this subreddit that this was posted on is r/talesfromthecustomer. So it's about, you know, bad companies and bad customer service. And yes, this was terrible. This was a terrible tale of, you know, a cab company just being horrible. But I always feel like if you have a backup, and you did with your mum's husband, then they really need to actually do something. Yes, the cab company's in the wrong here. But so is your mum's husband, man. I mean, that's insane. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. As I said, if you do want to sign up to Redditor Uncensored, my Patreon, I've got, you know, exclusive videos on there that are not going to be posted on this channel. I think there are like 5 or 6 on there already. Also, you have the ability to chat with me in a private Discord. And, you know, you can have your stories read out on my channel, this main channel, if they are good enough as well. Then that is down here. Yeah, it's great stuff, honestly. The people that are involved absolutely love it. And thank you to you guys. It's the best way to support my channel, or one of the best ways anyway. If you are new to the channel, make sure you are subscribed. That's the main YouTube channel, that is. And also, if you want more stories from me right away, more videos, then there's over here as well. You can binge them for the rest of your life if you like. There are over 500 in this playlist, so yeah, get cracking. Anyway, guys, I will see you guys tomorrow with a brand new upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.